Welcome to the Cashflow Ninja, the podcast sharing how to create and grow income streams and manage, multiply, and protect your wealth in the new economy. Are you tired of trading your time for money? Do you desire freedom today instead of retirement in 10, 20, or 30 years? I'm MC Lobsher, and this is the Cashflow Ninja. This is Cashflow Ninja. I'm MC Lobsher. Thank you so much for spending your most valuable resource, your time, once again with me on the show. A reminder that you could check out all of our past episodes. There's over 750 of them between the two shows, Cashflow Ninja and Cashflow Investing Secrets, along with all of our programs. We've got programs that's going to share and teach you how to start a business, how to protect and multiply your money. We've got a program sharing seven crypto investing strategies, not just speculative strategies. All those programs are all at cashflowninja.com with our resources. Fun fact, we just open our online stores too. So if you want some swag, you want a ninja t-shirt, cap, hoodie, it's all at cashflowninja.com. I've got a fantastic guest joining me from an exotic location. Looking forward to this conversation. Joined by Edward Rodriguez. He's the CEO and founder of BPN Capital Group. Edward, great to connect.
Likewise, my friend. I'm glad to be here and pretty much share a couple of the things that we are currently doing at BPN.
Awesome. Well, where's the beautiful setting that you find yourself in? Our listeners might not see it, but our viewers that are watching us on Odyssey will definitely be able to see it. Where do you find yourself?
Today, I'm in Casa de Campo, Dominican Republic. Great spot to be and great spot to come and spend some time in.
Fantastic. Well, for our listeners and viewers that's not familiar with you and what you do, can you please share a little bit about your background and journey with them?
Yes. So as MC already said, my name is Edward Rodriguez. I'm the CEO and founder of BPN Capital Group. I used to be a quantitative risk analyst. I also founded BlastBooks.com, which used to be a website for college students to share and exchange their college textbooks for free. I founded BPro Commercial Finance. I used to run a mining operation back in 2014. I did commercial real estate in the lending side and investment side from about 2009 to 2018. And that's pretty much a little bit about my background. At BPN Capital Group, I founded the firm in 2018, and I started putting in structures that I used to do for clients that used to have billions under management. And I used to help them analyze the risk and pretty much make educated decisions with what they were going to do with their money. And it got to a point where I said, well, what if I can bring these opportunities to accredited investors or small funds that don't have so much money under management, and they will have the same risk and the same rewards without having billions under management? And took me about 300 people to go through to build a team. You can check us out, www.bpncapitalgroup.io. I call us the Avengers of business, pretty much, because each of us is either the best or top notch within our own industry. And again, I mean, we are a multi-service firm. Something that I want to share with everyone today is distinction between blockchain and cryptocurrency. You see, every time I talk in front of an audience, one of the questions I never, never, ever miss is Bitcoin blockchain? Or is it the same thing? Or what is the difference? And I want to give this analogy because I found a very simple analogy to answer that question. And that answer is, back in the early 90s, the best case use, or at least one of the best case uses for the internet, was Yahoo, you see? So I want you to ask yourself, was Yahoo the internet? No, Yahoo was a platform that operated on the internet. It's the same exact thing with blockchain. Blockchain was invented in 1991, and Bitcoin was the first use case that kind of said, hey, this technology is useful. This technology has something going on for it. And pretty much blockchain is like the rail, and Bitcoin is the train that goes through the rail.
Yep.
See, I think that's the best analogy I can give you to differentiate Bitcoin or cryptocurrencies and blockchain. I see blockchain becoming part of our lives in the next 5 to 10 years, the same way that the internet is part of our life. Are you going to need to understand all the particulars of it? No. If I asked you today how your phone works, you're not going to know. I mean, 90% of us will say, I don't know, but I know it works. That exact same thing is going to happen with blockchain.
Yeah, and thank you for explaining that, because that's going to be my question. Next question. We've heard a lot about it. We've seen it operating and so forth. And what do you see the future for blockchain? Because, I mean, I could see that every industry could be potentially disrupted in it. What are you seeing?
That's accurate. So I'll give you my own example, right? When I discovered the technology in 2014, it took me 2 days to wrap my head around. And I remember telling my wife is an accountant and my right hand on almost everything I do, because I'm the guy that can see the future and she's the one that can pump the brakes and say, hey, wait, not so fast, cowboy. So I remember telling her, oh my God, you remember the things that I've been talking to you about years and years ago, about how I can give access to people to structures that people will need billions and billions of dollars to be able to have access to? I could do it with this technology. I just don't know how yet. This is 2014. And she says, hold your brain. You have to understand it's new technology, very, very unregulated. You have to wait. And I remember telling her, I'm going to put all my effort into learning how this thing works. So I started from the basics. I started mining. I built my own mining facility. I went against all odds. I was told by all the so-called experts, it's impossible to mine in Florida. And I said, you know what? Whenever you use the word impossible with me, you just gave me a challenge. Now I'm going to find a way to prove you wrong, and doesn't matter the cost. So I started trial and error until I got to a place where I was able to successfully mine in Florida. After I fully grabbed my head around it and I fully understood the technology, I said, this technology is going to disrupt every single industry we currently work. Remember something, the main thing blockchain solves is actually trust. And we have that problem in every industry.
Yep.
There's not a single industry we don't have a trust issue on.
Yep.
Okay, so, I mean, take a look at government, for example. You see, if we go today and 3 million of us in the U.S. say, you know what, we want to ask our government, what did they do with the money they actually print out for the COVID relief? We want to understand what they did with our tax dollars. If we go ahead and do that, they will tell us, guys, it's going to take 3 to 5 years to even give you an answer. Aside from that, God knows if it's going to be the right? Well, if they would have had the same structure on their blockchain, it would have taken less than 2 days to give us an answer. But forget about the answer. They could actually tell us, you know what, citizens, you can go ahead and verify the ledger. It's a public ledger. You have access to it. Go ahead and prove it yourself. Go ahead and look at it yourself. Verify the information we, the U.S. government, gave you yourself. Literally, that solves every single trust issue we have. As humans, this is not a two-day problem. This is a 100-year problem that our society has, right? Literally, blockchain solves all that. So, imagine we can now put all our factories into blockchain. We can run their accounting systems in blockchain. We can run our banking systems in blockchain. We can run our governments using blockchain technology. There is not a single industry. Our voting system, you see all that shenanigans that we had in our past election, for Christ's sake, all of that could be actually avoided if we would have a blockchain voting system that no one can actually tamper with. Okay, so I mean, again, you don't need to understand the technology. It's like you can bet your life that 2 and 2 are 4. You can bet your life on that equation. Same thing, man. That's what blockchain actually solves. You can bet your life that if you do a transaction that's posted on a public ledger, no one can actually go in and tamper with it. No one can go and change the information without leaving a trace, you see? And I think that the best technology humankind has ever encountered with.
Yeah, to your point, it brings transparency back. And the incredible point that you make is there's no trust whatsoever anywhere in any industry. You name industry, it's gone. And the reason, you know, because a lot of folks have, I mentioned something similar to what you were just saying, and they would say, well, you know, why aren't they rushing out to embrace it? I said, because it would bring transparency. Criminals don't like to be transparent. You wouldn't be able to steal any election. Right. You wouldn't be able to steal money through the government. I mean, it's going to be very, like you said, where did the COVID relief money go? Here it is. It's for all to see. So that's why they're not rushing to embrace this. It's going to have to come from the bottom up. People are going to have to demand it. And then there are obviously pioneer industries that are seeing this and seeing that, yeah, this would solve the problem of the trust and the transparency and allow our industry to grow, right, and do better.
Life settlement investments have allowed financial and banking institutions to not only buy their equity contractually, but also diversify their capital from any economic, market, and geopolitical risk. It's been part of the $1 billion blueprint followed by institutional investors. And if you're an accredited investor, you can also now participate in this vehicle with enormous growth potential. You can watch an informational webinar presented by one of the premier organizations providing life settlement investments, Penumbra Solutions, at cashflowninja.com/life settlements.
The banking sector, for example, it's a private boys club today.
Yep.
I mean, the industry that really, really make money, if you have a private relationship, banking relationship, if you go to your banker and you say, hey, I want to put my money in AAA rated select few commercial mortgage backed securities, or I want to pool my money to where those funds actually pool their money on. You know what they're going to tell you? We don't even know what you're... And this is a private banking relationship.
Yep.
And they don't even know about it. You know, you have to go to the next level up to kind of get that access. And when you get there, they're going to tell you, which is... It's funny because there's no rules legally on how much money you need to actually do that. But then the bank will tell you, well, you need to get an ISTA to actually be able to do that, which is a license that banks can issue you to actually participate within those investments. And each bank has its own criteria of what you need to actually get that license, right? But at the end of the day, some will tell you, well, you need to have billions under management for us to issue you an ISTA. Some will give you total different criteria, you know? But when you go to the regulation type and when you go to the regulators, they're like, well, there's no real criteria of what you need to get it. You just need to find the bank that's willing to work with you on it. It goes to that. You see, is how do we literally break that and say, hey, there's no crazy criteria now. We're going to go ahead and give you the same opportunities that the private boys club regularly had before. And you're going to be able to put your money on the same structure they used to put their money on without having to have all the capital. And you're going to have the same type of risk. You're going to get a risk analysis right on the front, and you're not going to be investing blindly. Because what a lot of people don't get is, guys, when you put your money in commercial mortgage-backed securities to the regular market, the investors that put up the money to fund that debt are cashing out. That's what that means. You're happy. Oh my God, they let us in. Same thing when a company goes public. The person that really makes the money when a company goes public is not the people buying the stock, for Christ's sake. Is the person that funded that company when that company started it. Those are the people making 200, 300, 1,000% on their money because they're cashing out. You're coming in, you're all excited, you're all happy because you're participating on Uber, for example, or Airbnb, for example. Guys, you're cashing out the big guys. They're literally saying, hey, thank you for for cashing us out. We're finally getting to see our money coming back. And we are actually giving you access to be in knowing what the risk is up front and having the same type of risk that billionaire investor had when they put their money within the structure. You never saw an investor say, hey, I had $5,000 and I was able to put it in on a structure that gave me 200% of my money a year and a half later. Very hard you're going to see that. Now you could see people say, hey, I had $100 million that I put into a structure that in a year and a half or 5 years gave me 300,000% return on my investment. Because that's the type of guy that regularly ends up getting that type of opportunity. And enough is enough, man. We're in 2021. These structures have been around for over 50 years. The structures had a huge problem, which was liquidity. We solved that problem with our security tokens. 12 months after we issue a token, you can trade your tokens freely, zero restrictions, no gimmicks. Oh, you have to do X, Y, and Z, or you're going to be penalized if you actually put out your money within X amount of years. We have none of that within our structures. All of our structures will be done through blockchain. And you're going to be able to see exactly what it is that we're doing within our investments.
Awesome. Now, for folks that are interested, because you touched on a little bit in the space that you're playing in and what you're involved with, can you break it down exactly what you did here with blockchain? Because this is the first ever blockchain-based commercial mortgage deal that you're involved with. So maybe if you could break it down in smaller steps of exactly what you were able to accomplish for my audience.
So I give you an example. So back in 2018, when I founded BPro Network, which is the parent company of BPN Capital Group, my first thing was, how can I get these people access to participate in commercial mortgage backed securities? But not as the guy that's coming in when the billionaires are cashing out, as the billionaire position. How can I do that? Because banks don't lend their money.
Yeah, FYI, just for folks not familiar with mortgage-backed securities, maybe if you could just share quickly what that is too. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
All right, no problem. So a commercial mortgage-backed security is typically a commercial mortgage that a bank issues to a commercial property. And pretty much the investors that pull their money to fund that debt are the ones that collect the interest on it. Banks act as the manager. They manage the debt, so they collect a small fee. They regularly are the ones that do the compliance, they do the due diligence, and they manage the debt for the billionaire holding the paper back behind the structure. That's the reason sometimes you get a mortgage, even a residential mortgage, and you see that you get a letter from your bank saying, your mortgage has changed ownership, but you still make the payment to the same bank. That just means the paper was flipped. That means that another private investor has bought the note, regularly in a bond structure that's compiled with a ton of other bonds. Because what banks do is they issue all these loans, they turn it into a bond, and then they sell it in the secondary market. And that's why you get that notice telling you, hey, your lender won't change. You still have the same bank. You still send the payments to the same bank, but the investor within the debt has changed, has been replaced, and they have to notice you, right? Doesn't mean your mortgage changes in any way. Doesn't mean your interest goes up. Doesn't mean your term changes. It just means the owner of the paper has changed. That's it.
Okay.
Well, commercial mortgage-backed security are one of the, what you can call one of the safest to invest on. And the reason being is mainly every single file that is related to commercial mortgage-backed security has what is called a quantitative risk analysis or a credit analysis, a very extensive credit analysis. And it's like the transaction is looked at differently because it's not only, they don't take a look at the transaction only based on the real estate location and what the industry is doing. They also look at what the income that property could potentially generate and what the income that property has already generated through the past 3 years. So it's a bit different in the sense of residential. When you move into a residential property, you're going to live in it. It's not really an asset. It's a liability, right? Well, commercial mortgage-backed securities are real assets because they generate income. They generate cash flow. And pretty much based on what he has done in the previous year and based on projection on how the industry has been reacting within the marketplace, the property is located, you could actually see a trail and you can give a rate to what the risk within that investment is. And that's why it's today considered one of the best structures to put your money in. So we took exactly the same, a commercial piece of real estate in downtown Miami and structure it as a commercial mortgage-backed security. And instead of taking it into a private investor, we're giving the opportunities to regular folks that could actually come in. They have to be either accredited investors and small family offices or small funds that could come into the structure and buy 5,000, 20,000, 25,000, 100,000 and collect the interest on the term of the debt. Not only that, previously in those structures, you had to wait. If the term is 10 years, well, you got to sit 10 years and wait for that term to be over for you to collect your principal.
MC Lobster, the creator of the Cashflow Ninja and Cashflow Coach at Producers Wealth, where we help our clients integrate infinite banking with their business and investments. To learn how you can create your own banking system to turbocharge your investments and business in 30 days or less, go to yourownbankingsystem.com. That's yourownbankingsystem.com.
Making it security tokens on blockchain, where 12 months after the structure has started, you can trade your tokens on a FINRA approved exchange. So you don't have that risk of, gosh, if a rainy day comes, I cannot count with that money because unfortunately, it's tied up for the whole term of 10 years, 15, 20 years. Here you have access to actually 12 months after the structure is put together, you can cash out. Not only that, we're currently working on another structure that I call the billionaire structure. Currently has no name. It has been around for over 50 years. I name it the billionaire structure. I didn't came up with it. It's been invented for over 50 years. And I don't know who came up with it. So what this structure does is billionaires require to make 100% of their money day one. And they hire guys like me to find opportunities like that or to do the risk analysis on opportunities like that. They want to see a quantitative risk analysis within the opportunity. So they want to make 100% of their investment day one. And someone will say, Ed, that's impossible. How can you make 100% on your money day one? Well, I can tell you it's not if you have billions under management, because this is the trick. Every single high rise you see, almost every single high rise you see has been done with the billionaire structure. You ask 100,000 people about it, no one knows. You ask the developers and they won't say. You ask the people that are building, and they don't know because that's not information they get access to. What is it that makes it so juicy? What is it that makes the structure so powerful? So let's say you're building. I'm going to give you an example on a high-rise we're building in downtown Miami. It's a $665 million structure. The land was purchased in 2016 for $112.5 million. And the cost to build is $665 million. So when I got the structure, instead of finding a billionaire to actually structure, I said, why don't you allow me to do it through blockchain? And I'll show you a better way where instead of only working with one single group that has billions under management, we can give access to people that can put together the same type of capital and get the same rewards that before we gave to billionaires. When my client fully understood the structure, she said, it's brilliant, let's move forward. So the structure goes like this. 20% of what it costs to build becomes a security token. So we raise 20% of what it costs to build a $665 million project. But for that 20%, the SPV that raises the funds owns 40%. So that means your 20% just bought 40% on a structure that will cost $665 million to build. You just made 100% of your money day one. Let's look at the worst scenario. Let's say real estate crash, and now the property is valued at 50% of what it used to be valued at. You just broke even, okay? You didn't lose anything. You just broke even, okay? Let's look at the most likely to happen scenario. Let's say the property is valued at about $1.1 billion after full completion. You came in with 20% of the cost to build, and the SPV owns 40%. That means if you bought 5 tokens, your token, which is represented by the SPV, owns 40% of the total project. You came in at a valuation of $665 at 20%, and you own 40%. Now you own 40% of a $1.1 billion project, and you came in at $665 at a 50% when you came in. it doesn't get better than that. You see, the other 70%, the other 80% comes actually from senior debt and PACE financing. You literally just participated on a structure that has been the same structure that billionaires have been taking advantage of for over 50 years. The risk is very little and the rewards are very high. And we can do that structure in almost every single construction on a high rise there is. We can do that structure on almost every single bio company, tech company, because we have the structure already proven that it works in the past. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that if a bank is lending, I give you an example. When I went to the bank, which I won't share the name because it's a large financial institution, when I went into the bank and said, hey guys, I'm going to get you into this structure at 55% loan to value instead of 65, which regularly is what banks do in this type of structures. The bank told me, what do we need to do to get in? And I said, you need to give me better rates. Because I have access to how banks underwrite commercial mortgage-backed securities, I know exactly what they're looking for to structure this type of debt. So it's like taking a test with all the answers. So when we package the file, we give them a pre-credit analysis and say, hey, this is what we believe we should get as a rate within our loan. Obviously, they're going to get their quant or their credit analyst to review it and say, yes, these guys are right. Or no, these guys are being way too aggressive and we got to be careful because they're sharps. Obviously, we don't want to come along as sharp because then banks fear you and run away. I don't think, a lot of people think blockchain is going to kick banks' ass and we're going to forget about them. I don't believe in that. I believe that banks are going to be able to actually grow if they fully understand what it is that we're trying to do. Because we're going to minimize risk for them as well, in the sense of, instead of you taking the 65% risk, we're going to lower your LTV by putting PACE financing or C-PACE financing within the structure, which also a lot of people don't even know about, right? PACE financing is a structure that could be used to build green-friendly projects that you can prove that you're not only building just to build, but also to help the environment. And you could get between 20 to 25% PACE financing on construction, on biofuel projects, and in projects that have to do with green energy. And we're combining the three things and saying, hey, forget the billionaires. Let's go and talk to guys that are accredited that only have 5, 10, 20, 25, 100,000 to invest. Let's pull them together. Own 40% of the structure and only come in with 20% of the cost to build. Those guys make 100% of their money day one. A structure goes down 50%, they just broke even. On PACE, that money, they got to use it. They got to lend out that money as long as the project is green friendly. And on senior debt, we're minimizing the risk because they would have taken 65% on that project. And now we're saying, hey, for the same amount of money, for the same amount of risk, I'm sorry, you can come in with less money now. So you're risking your capital. You're literally, it's costing you 55 cents on the dollar instead of 65 cents on the dollar to come into the structure. And if things go south, you're literally, your risk posture is a lot less. It's a win-win to everyone through that structure. And we're also doing equity pieces where we're allowing people to come into structure. Just like I said earlier, you can come into companies like Uber now without having to have hundreds of millions of dollars on their management by buying a token that won't lock you in until the project becomes public. You see, so I mean, this is the type of project that we really want to give access to and say, hey, I don't want anyone to blindly invest to any of our structure. I want everyone to do their due diligence. Look at the credit analysis we're putting out. Look at the quant analysis we're putting out. Look at the risk analysis we're putting out. Aside from that, do your own due diligence. And we're also hiring a third-party quant firm to analyze the risk on our investments as well. Third-party analysis to say, hey, look at a third-party analysis and look at how they're looking at our structure. Because again, we're trying to do exactly what blockchain does. Here it is. Here's a transparent investment that you know from day one, what's your risk? There is no smoking mirrors behind it. There's no makeup. There is no shenanigans that 3 years later, you're going to find out. Oh, but you have a restriction. prediction on X, Y, and Z. We don't have any of that. All of our docs are going to be hashed on blockchain. If we change anything, it has to be done through voting. And every single token holder will decide if they want that change to be approved or not.
Yeah.
You see, 51% of those token holders vote yes. Perfect. The documents get replaced. The documents get modified because the token holders decided they wanted it that for the project. If that's not accurate, then the modification does not happen.
My friend Brian Page has created a cash flow machine generating over $100,000 in 6 months without owning any real estate. His system consists out of renting properties from property owners and renting them out on Airbnb. His system is so simplistic, it can be managed by virtual assistants and yet so effective and powerful that it predictably generates cash flow every month. Brian and I are hosting a webinar where he shares his system and how it generated over $100,000 in 6 months for him personally. You can access this life-changing webinar at cashflowninja.com/BNB. This is one of the greatest cash flow opportunities I've seen since I've started my podcast. Again, the URL is cashflowninja.com/BNB.
The security token, which you get from your investment, becomes tradable, you mentioned, after a couple of months, right? And also
12 months later.
Because there's different types of exchanges. Maybe some of my listeners and viewers are aware of this, but others may not be. There's different exchanges. You know, it's not all just on cryptocurrency exchanges. There's crypto exchanges, there's security token exchanges. There's many different exchanges within the blockchain world, right?
That's accurate. So I'm going to give you the same analogy that I gave you earlier between blockchain and cryptocurrencies. Security tokens are registered mainly as securities, right? And in some cases, they will be done through Regulation A. In some cases, they will be done through an exception like Regulation 506C to literally register or file for an exception to register, but they'll still be security tokens. And exchanges like Coinbase and Bittrex cannot trade securities because they're not security exchanges. You see, now exchanges like T0, Merge, Securitize, those exchanges are security token exchanges. So in those exchanges, you can trade securities. So I'm going to give you a simpler example and a differentiation between security tokens and utility tokens, which today we know mainly as cryptocurrencies. So in this side, we have a security token that is totally regulated, is registered as a security, or it had filed for exception through the Securities Exchange Commission to be able to be done in a structure and can only trade on a security exchange, approved security exchange that has already passed with every single regulation, has already met every FINRA regulation, and is there exactly to trade securities. In this side, you have exchanges like Coinbase, Biloxi, Bittrex, BitWallet, exchanges that are widely spread, mainly used for trading cryptocurrencies. So those exchanges, you won't find security tokens on. Now, in the other end, there are now, I think, two security exchanges that are working on welcoming to trade cryptocurrencies. But in the other end, there's also exchanges that are in the crypto world that are trying to get also licensed to trade security tokens. It has not happened yet. So today, there's a separation between the two, and I want you to truly understand. When you invest in a utility token, you're investing in a utility. You see, there is no, if the company goes south, there's no one you're going to have, you can go and literally say, hey, let's file against this and let's do this. Yes, you can complain and you can file a claim against the company, but a lot of those structures are done outside US regulation. So how do you get to those, right? In the securities exchanges, there's only security tokens, totally different ballgame. All of those exchanges have to have legal structure and have to either file for an exception or go through Regulation A and truly qualify as a security to be able to put the structure together. and you can actually complain, and you can either find an, you can find an address, whatever it is that they're operating and whatever their headquarters is. You can know who their CEO is. It's a lot more transparency between a security token than a utility token. FYI, there's a lot of utility tokens that are very transparent, but there's a lot of them that are scams. And that's why I beg everyone that's going to put their money on any structure to do their own due diligence, to make sure that they do their own research, to make sure that they fully understand what they're putting their hard-earned dollars on. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot of bad actors out there trying to take advantage of the technology. Whenever there's a lot of money going into an industry, and we were talking about this, MC, prior to going live on this. Whenever there's a lot of money going into an industry, there will be a lot of bad actors that will try to take advantage of it. So I beg everyone to do their own research and to do their own due diligence, because unfortunately, there's a lot of that going around.
Absolutely. And you talk a little bit about non-fungible tokens too, the NFTs. Maybe if you just want to comment on that too, because that's something that you're involved with, to cover everything would take hours. But some thoughts on that, and what do you guys do in that space?
All right, so in the NFT space, we want to bring, because people think NFTs are just art. People think the technology is just useful for art. That's not accurate. NFT technology is useful for every single contractual asset class you can think of. A lot of those asset class are going to be looked at and are going to be securities. And that's where the big issue is going to come, right? Where people are going to be violating a lot of securities laws, not because they know that they're doing it, but because they just don't know. And I beg everyone that's going to touch any NFT structure to do what is called the Howey test. If your structure doesn't pass the Howey test, try to go through the regulators, try to find a securities lawyer that will explain to you how to structure your security, right? We are currently working with Luke Goss. He's a Hollywood actor. He used to be a rock star back in the 80s, early 80s, 90s. And he has a collection currently valued at about $411 million that we are selling through NFTs. And through every single piece you buy, I'm trying to do stuff that not only is a piece of art, but also has meaning. Every single piece that Luke created, and he made it physical, we did the NFT portion for him, has a meaning behind it. I literally invite everyone to go and check it out. This guy literally created 18 masterpieces, and every single one will touch anyone that interacts with the art in a different way. Anyone that interacts with the art in a different way. Not only are you going to get an NFT, you're also going to get a physical, you're also going to get a physical museum quality serigraph of the piece that you get to take home when you buy. Aside from that, we're also doing a penthouse that's currently a luxury penthouse currently valued at about $28 to $30 million in South Florida. That is a piece of art. The place on itself is a piece of art. I call it paradise in the sky. It's a 16,805 square feet penthouse with three floors on the top of a tower in Sony Isles in South Florida. That piece, we're currently talking to Sotheby's Auction House and a couple other auction houses to auction it. And we are working with Sotheby's International Real Estate to actually do the sale. We're also working with WCD, which is the company that approached us when they saw what we were doing and said, we love what you are doing. We love the structure. We have this piece that we value as a piece of art, and we want to find an owner for it that truly embraces what this thing is. And again, it's a paradise in the sky. It's a 360 view of every single view you can get on the South Florida skyline. Honest, unobstructed views, pretty much 360. Pool in the top, I mean, 40 high ceilings. It's a spectacular property that is truly a piece of art. And we're going to be give the opportunity to someone that values the property as a piece of art to actually own it and get the first NFT on a luxury real estate to ever be actually sold as a piece of art with NFT technology. Man, and don't get it twisted. For NFT, the use cases are limited. Man, you can NFT your songs. You can NFT your name. You can NFT your face. It's amazing what you can do. And unfortunately, people are trapped in the idea that it can only be used for art. It's not art. It can be used for a lot of other many case use cases that could be applied to the technology.
Very, very interesting stuff. There's a lot going on there. So for listeners and for viewers, definitely check out more of what's happening in that space. And Edward and his company is a fantastic resource. Edward, a core message in our show is to leave our families, communities, and the world better than we found it by passing down a mindset, values, and principles to future generations, not just money. So if you cannot pass on any money to future generations, and we're only allowed to pass on three principles to them to build wealth and achieve happiness and success, what would they be?
I'll say the first one is risk analysis. You see, whenever you have risk analysis involved in any investment, you know exactly what you're getting into. You know what the risks are from day one. And it's been pretty much the core value to almost every single generational family that has been able to keep their money for generations. Their secret sauce, risk analysis, okay? They truly understand what they're putting their money on. The second one will be to put your money on things that you're early on. You see, whenever, if you go back and say, hey, I want to be safe. I want to put my money into things that are 100% safe guards that have almost no risk. Those investments exist. The only problem is they have very little reward. It requires risk to make huge rewards. No pain, no gain, okay? No pain, no gain. When you combine that with risk analysis, you have a higher chance of multiplying your wealth. And it doesn't matter if it's $1,000, $500, $500 million, $1 billion. When you apply those two, and when you mix that with anything that's cutting edge, okay? It fascinates. Every time I hear anyone saying, gosh, I wish I would have put $1,000 into Apple back in the 90s. It would have been worth today millions of dollars. Well, back then, it was a bet you were placing against technology, right? And a lot of people didn't believe in it. I'm not saying put all your eggs in one basket, but I'm saying you have to play at least 20 to 30% of your portfolio has to be put in things that are cutting edge. That if you put 30% of your money on 7 different structures and only one makes it, that one will make up for all the other 6 that fail. You see, that's literally diversifying your risk portfolio. When you mix those three strategies, I'm not saying, again, it's a 100% win, but definitely you are in the right track for a big win. And only if one makes it, you're set. All you need is one of that 30% of your portfolio to make. If that one made it, that's it. You're set. Imagine if you look, I'm a quant by trade. So my thing is looking at risk on everything. You see, so pretty much whenever you understand that you're making a bet on something that you truly believe on, that is going to impact society in any way, you have to understand that early adopters are the guys that have the last laugh. You yep. see, those are the guys that really make the big chunk of money. When those companies go public, those are the guys that cash out, actually, when everybody else is going in. You get people celebrating and clapping when a large company goes public. Guys, the early adopters are cashing out, and they're all the ones having the last laugh. So I leave you with those three principles. And I also want to leave you with this personal quote. Things will never, ever be the same after they change. So I invite society to pretty much adopt. You have to adapt to changes, to a structural changes. Because after structural changes happen, there's no way we're going back, okay? There's no way we're going back. And you have to adapt. And if you don't, pretty much the same thing that happened to the dinosaurs happened. They get extinct,
yep.
okay? And that's why I say, do you see the banking industry? There are banks that are gonna grow 300% in the next 20 years. But there are banks that, surprise, surprise, they're gonna get extinct. The ones that don't actually fully make the transition, I'm not saying make it yesterday, make it now. Start little by little. Understand what it is that all of these guys, we the crazy, as Steve Jobs used to say, understand all the changes that we the crazy are currently making little by little, and gradually start making a play in it. Banks, investors, and society have to gradually start literally making the move. Because if not, sooner or later, it's going to be too late when they try to come in.
Absolutely. Edward, where can my listeners and viewers learn more about you? Where can they follow you? And where can they learn more about all these exciting interesting things that you're involved with?
Well, they could go to BPN, www.bpncapitalgroup.io. They can check out our fantastic team. I call ourselves the Avengers of Business. It took me almost 300 people to get to the team that I built. I am fully proud of every single team member there. And we have the BPN token, which is a utility that people could buy into today, to buy into our structures, to use for our services. It's currently trading in Biloxi, and the pair is USDT and BPN. And they could also find us in Twitter at BPRO Network. They could find me in LinkedIn, Edward J. Rodriguez. They could also find us on LinkedIn at BPN Capital Group. And again, I mean, we invite everyone to do their own due diligence on every single structure we're putting out there. See who we are, see where we're coming from, and they will decide if these structures we're putting together are worth a while. Last thing I want to leave you with is we're currently working with a company named Northwest Advanced Biofuel and Delta Airlines. And I am so proud of a structure that before I was only able to put in the hands of billionaires. And today, within the next 3 weeks, accredited investors are going to be able to put, I was not able to get a huge chunk of the portion. Large funds are getting the majority of it, but I was able to allocate a small 50 million debt piece that investors are going to be able to buy at 11% interest rate and 4% non-voting shares within that structure. Northwest Advanced Biofuel has a contract with Delta Airlines 10 years to buy 100% of their jet biofuel for the next 10 years. This type of structure I was only able and capable to give to billionaires. And I am so excited that today I can actually say, hey, if you only have 5,000, you can participate on my structure. If you only have 25,000, you can participate on my structure. And you can make 11% of your money, okay, as an interest on the next 5 years. And if you don't want to wait the next 5 years, you can trade your tokens after the 12th month. And you bought the token today. You waited 12 months. You sold the token. You still hold that small 4% non-voting share within Northwest Advanced Biofuel because you were the guy that actually put in your money on the seed capital that I was able to put aside to give you this opportunity. The sky is the limit for the stuff we're doing. We're currently doing quant analysis in over 14.2 billion today, the structures that we're currently looking at. We have signed contracts for over 2.7 billion on structures that we already did quant analysis on, and the numbers work for every single structure. And we're going to let you be the judge of it.
Awesome. Awesome, my friend. Well, this has been a blast to connect. So thank you for coming on the show and sharing your journey and your knowledge and providing so much value to my listeners and my viewers. And thank you so much to my listeners and my viewers for spending your most valuable resource, your time once again with me. Check out all of our resources at cashflowninja.com, cashflowninja.com. Until next time, live infinitely.
Thank you, everyone.
This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. The information being presented and considered does not consider your particular financial objectives or situation, and it does not make personalized recommendations. This material is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified tax and legal advisor or other qualified professionals, and you should not use the information in place of a customized consultation with a licensed professional regarding your specific personal financial objectives, situation, and needs. We believe the information provided is reliable, but we do not guarantee its accuracy, timeliness, or completeness.